Log Talk Radio.
Kumale Shaitan Rajin. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashadu ilaha ilaha illallah. Ashadu ilaha ne Muhammadan Rasulullah. We only bear witness and we testify. There is no God, one God, whose proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. He has created this creation to test this human being. He has created us for one reason, and that is to serve him. That means serving the creator. But we have to discover. We have to seek, and we will find what we should be doing with our life and how our life ought to be lived, serving the creator of creation. See, there's no force in this creation. God, Allah has given the human being a limited free will where he can believe in the creator or he can believe in a rock. He can believe in a human being. But when you give credit and thanks more to a human being or a rock, that make you a pagan. And this world has been made pagan. And so here come Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, who is the seer of the prophet. He come to lead us in all truth, and we were told by Christ, one would come and lead us in all truth. Christians do not even mention that, what the book said. They will not go near that chapter, even though he's bringing clear evidence. Even in talking about what's going to happen, and it happened. God sent it on a last prophet, and that's Prophet Muhammad. But they won't even go near that. So Satan have taught them and educate them and led them to lead their own self away from the creator of this creation. See, man got jobs, but he give people jobs on their ability to totally obey them. Not God. A person that believes in God, believing, living a good life, his life is always on the line. So we come tonight with the solution to our problem is to turn back and worship God, Allah, and Spirit and Truth. Before we can call the Caucasian people racist, we must stop being racist ourselves against each other. Christianity have taught us to be the biggest racist, the biggest hater of ourselves. It has crippled us so much, we have opportunity to own all the business in our neighborhood, and we won't do it. We have been trained not to buy and trust each other. And it is continue to work until this truth that we have here in this community of Imam Wahjuddin Muhammad reach the ears of the people who need it and reach all people, because all people in trouble. When you worship God wrongly, he's going to show in your life. It's going to come out in your home. It's going to come out in your neighborhood. It'll come out while you're driving the car. When you don't have no respect for your creator, it's going to come out. And when it comes out, it's ugly. The movie industry call it a monster. Scripture call it a dragon. So we are here tonight on this Message of Concern show, Talk Talk Radio Station, to remove all the racial and all the things that cause us to be divided so we can live again with each other. Until that done, we just going to keep suffering, being suckers. We just going to keep being put down, each other. We will not grow. You can't say you're growing and there's no progress that you can point to. These people are building everywhere you look around. And they build it for themselves, because they sure ain't build it for us. It happened, we, I don't know, some making do it, pay $2,000 a month for an apartment they never going to own because it looked good. We have been a people that have been put in a love style. And that's why so many of us got tattooed, because we followed the other person that doing it. I see all them people got tattooed. They look so bad, but they don't speak to each other. They don't act like they proud of the tattoo they got all over their body. Like that. One lady had looked like a bracelet, but it was tattooed on. One lady had a bird, a flower, tattoo on their arm. And they wearing these tight clothes. I see one lady, every time she moved, the fat in her body made the clothes give a little bit. It's a shame. But this is what happens when you leave God. This is what happens when you trust people that don't give a quarter about you and tell you that they love God and show you a Caucasian man as your Lord and Savior. They ought to be ashamed, even after the books that don't make no image of God, and they done broke that. You ask them an intelligent question. What was Jesus posing at when he took that picture? They get mad at you. He's my Lord and Savior. I believe in Jesus. I mean, big grown men, we talked to them the day down near the Dr. King Memorial, Ebenezer Baptist Church. We was men, myself and Brother Hakeem Ali was there. Brother Hakeem Ali was there. And we was down to Auburn Avenue. We got a bunch of signs that we put out. And we was on the corner showing the people the signs, asking intelligent questions about our Constitution. We got a sign by the Constitution that we hold these truths to be separated. We had all them signs out. And we was on the corner and we getting a lot of people riding about reading. And so we would stop people coming by no matter who they were, stop them and tell them to read the sign, take a picture and send that sign throughout the internet, throughout the community, your community. He said, we hold these truths to be separate of all men, and read that the duty of a democratic society is to look after the people that is over with. The government is supposed to be for the people and by the people. Friends on your rights. And so we talked to them, we got nothing. Said, what will happen to people when you worship an image and you see as white supremacy come from this idea that God, all the people, he pick a European as his law, his last servant, and Jesus Christ with God. One man, big old Russian man, got Jesus on his shirt. Well, Jesus, my Lord. And you're asking, your Lord dead or he's alive? And he's coming back? You know, asking him and tell you a question. If he died for your sin, will you get with others and go down to the courthouse and tell a jury that? Because I don't think they heard about it. Will you do that? Christian jurors, they heard about that. So we have the truth. And God didn't bless us with the truth not to share with the people that is in bad shape and don't know it. Bad shape. Huh? Two women out together hugging each other. That might look like it's going somewhere, but that ain't going nowhere. That ain't going to produce no nation. That going to cause the nation, if everybody participated in that, they're going to cause this world to come to an end real quick. So we say all praise are due to one God. So we like to open.
So we'll say
our prayers and we get back on this talk that we have. We say it in the beautiful Arabic language, then we will say it in the English translation.
That's what it's saying.
Trying to let the young man in. So humility, turn right there. Oh, Lord, finish saying the prayer and the English translation. With the name of God, most gracious, most merciful, all praise are due to Allah, the Lord and Sustainer of all the world. Most gracious, Master of the judgment in which we all live, the alone do we worship, that our aid we seek. Allah, please always continue showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who go astray. Amen. We like to greet you again in the most honorable and the greatest greeting of all the greetings in the world, and that greeting is Assalamu Alaikum. Simply mean, may God peace be unto you. We're here tonight at Block Talk Radio Station to help remind all of us the image got to go. Prophet Muhammad, may God peace be upon him. One of the main things that he did, he went into the Kaaba and throwed all them idols out that it was put back in there because Abraham broke them all up. So he went in there and prayed. They say he made a prayer. Everyone he destroyed, over 365 image was in the Kaaba, and he destroyed them. And that is the sign that what we have to do in order to have peace in this world with all people. And reason we don't have peace because the image been raised up, and it's been raised up in the Caucasian image. This has made African American inferior. What is this inferior? Inferior comes about when you see something in your mind that is greater than you and you feel lesser than it, then that calls you to be inferior. An African American that took an inferior way of life because as African American, we own nothing. We hardly own anything of any value because that image has made us inferior. That image has made us say to ourselves that I can't do this. I can't do this without these people helping me or giving me these people I look up to. I need to be like, I got to dress like, I got to act like, I got to go to their school and get an education of them. And it has been proven over and over again. If people educate you, if they have been educating us to be productive and own businesses, we will have business throughout this country and all over the world. We will have business. But since they educate us to be dependent on them, that is exactly what we are doing. We are depending on whatever they bring to the market, whatever they put in the store. We depend on them to have it, and we depend on them that we can go in there and buy it from them. Because we have been trained not to trust each other, not to like each other, not to work with each other, and that has worked. Now that's got to end, and also we need to change this ugly picture so our children can have a future. Yeah, they can go open a business tomorrow right next to McDonald's, but where do you think the people going to go? They're going to go in our children business are going to go in McDonald's. They're going to go in McDonald's because the work of bringing them back to being a human being and being a human being that's conscious of what happened to us so we won't let it happen again. They ain't received that yet. They hadn't received. They don't know who Imam Washington Muhammad. They don't know who Elijah Muhammad is. I see them people down there celebrating, trying to support going to King Memorial. But them people had no love for each other. They didn't have no solid genuine care for each other. They were down there because everybody else was just doing it. They go to King Memorial grave site because it's a money making tour. That's why they go see Dr. King. But for them having the love for freedom, justice, and equality, we were down there telling them that this is what King stood for. King stood for freedom, human freedom, freedom from oppression. That's what he stood for. And we could never have that, letting somebody tell us that somebody died for our sin and going to come back and save us. We are for human rights. Civil rights is a word that we use to make it sound sweet to the people who was trying to, we want to get our rights for, but we want human rights. We want the God-given rights that God gave us, not those civil rights. The dog got civil rights. You would never see them throw a dog on the ground and throw that dog in a police car. You won't see them shooting no dog because the dog got rights. We don't have any right. We say we do. Yeah, they can beat us up and go get a lawyer and might get some money, might not. But who want to take a chance on that? Because these lawyers, these judges, they really don't care too much about nothing right about now. Why? Because we living in the last days. That's why we see all this greed at the supermarket. Greed with the cars and the insurance. Anytime you buy a cell phone, all this greed. That's why you see Easter and Halloween and so-called Christmas. Greed. These people want your money. And now they got smoke shops. I know throughout Atlanta, I don't know about where you live at, but throughout Atlanta they got smoke shops. Vapor smoke. And the doctor said vapor smoke will kill you just like any other smoke. So they ain't doing their lungs no favor using vapor. They trying to come up with something that make them live a little longer, and that's still unnatural, so it ain't going to do nothing but kill them quickly. So who you think been chosen to warn them? Huh? The followers of Imam Washington Muhammad. We've been qualified to help the whole world get back to what it needs to be. Why? Because the book said it rejected his fire is going to be the leader. Who you think most rejected it? You can't find another people in this world more rejecting his fire than us. You can't find nobody more rejected his fire than us. Can't do it. We are the races. Against ourselves. We are the races against ourselves. So we are here tonight with the help of Allah to change or encourage the change. We are here. So we thank Allah for blessing us to be Muslim, to be upright. We thank Allah. So we're back. So may Allah bless us. Anybody who got anything, have anything to add, or anything they would like to say, all you got to do is match one and come into the queue. And we return your mic on. We are here, and we don't know everything. No, I'm not. On our line. No. Everything. So we thank Allah. We thank Allah for this opportunity
to come before you tonight. We hope that what was being said beneficial. If we say anything wrong, we ask God to forgive us. We say anything of any good, all credit and all praise go to Allah, the Lord, the cherished sustainer of the world. So we thank you, and we appreciate all who come. We got a big job to do, but we can do it. When they show you little David, fight and go liar. That's a testimony that no matter how small you are, if you in a fight with the help of Allah, Allah is with you, you can top on any giant, any so-called giant. They only giant in people's mind. Huh? We know that the jails are opening and they're privatized by the entertainers of this country, or the wealthy people of this country. They don't want to open the jail. They used to have in the jail where you can get a high school education, you can get a college education, you can learn how to repair cars, you can learn how to get a skill, lay bricks. My son learned how to lay bricks in jail, but he didn't use it. When he got out, so ate the jail fault, that's his fault. But he had a skill laying bricks. And if he'd have done that, he wouldn't be in jail today. So you can help some people. You can show some people the way, and they would not follow it. They would not use their common sense. So we here tonight. I hope we can bring about some solution to the problem, point out the problem and come up with the solution. Solution is in the problem. And the people that create the problem, they going, as long as we don't come up with a solution to get rid of, they're not going to change nothing. They benefit. But they've been in houses everywhere for the immigrants. They ain't been for the people who live here in the city. Most of they done put benches throughout the major streets in Atlanta. You know who curled up on them benches? Our poor African-American people. They done lost the will to go out and try to do something for themselves, work from scratch. If you working at McDonald's, you working from scratch. You working for a chicken scratch. You ain't making no big money. But you can take that little money and put it together with somebody else that you trust, that they love, they're in the same condition you in. And if y'all, both of y'all got some sense, y'all will get an apartment, get a place to stay, take care of that apartment, save every penny extra that you got, and come up out of that situation. But they got people got tents on over the highway and under these bridges. Mosquitoes eating them up. They're not even going, some of them not going to a doctor and getting good, taking a bath regularly. And these people got the nerve to tell us that the United States Army, Navy, and Marines are fighting for our freedom. They ain't nothing but a lie. That's wishful thinking. Ain't no truth in that. Huh? Those same people that I just mentioned, the police can roll up to them and do them any kind of way. The preacher.
The preacher that was a deacon, just got killed here by a young 23-year-old police. He was shot. He was shot and killed with an electric gun. And they kept getting, beating the man. And you look at the film, they show you how this young guy was beating and doing this old man. He wouldn't fight back. He couldn't fight back. The mayor and the police
chief, they fired the man from not calling a sergeant on the scene. They didn't fire him for killing that man. They look out for each other. And these people fold and look like us. So I can't call them my people. We can't talk about our people. We all people belong to Allah. Unless they choose not to. All people supposed to be one. And they only not one when they've been divided by an image or by a lie. Huh? By a lie. And we're talking to the people down on Auburn, and we tell them how the lie has divided us up. And we all supposed to come from Adam. Huh? Tell the Caucasian, he that's agreeing, he says, yeah, I like that. That makes sense. Supposed to be one people. God made a difference so we can learn from each other. He made all of us alike. That's an ugly world. Everybody look alike. But he made us different and test us and give us a different DNA and all the other things. But we are supposed to be one people. We're supposed to have more love for each other than a dog has for another dog. Or a lion has for a lion. So Satan will come out and whisper, you better than he is. That was Iblis saying, I'm better. I'm better than him. You made me out of this fiery knowledge. I got strong knowledge. And you made him out of weak knowledge. So we here tonight hope we can come up out of this darkness into the light that God wants to have. And only the strong, ma'am said, the strong was going to survive. So we're here.
Recording.
So God, Allah is the greatest. Allah is so great, he has been no group in strong. Praise be to Allah. So, anybody else got anything they would like to share, just raise your hand, match one, and come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on, and you can begin to share your information with those who are listening. Anybody who wants to share what they have or want to agree or disagree, that's what we're here for. Ain't nothing wrong with disagreeing. And, you know, and some things you say, you can't see it, you ain't going to agree with it no way. You got to be able to see it with your mind's eye. And once you see it with your mind's eye, then you can say you really see it. But we are in bad shape, African-American, Caucasian, and these Jews, they really in a bad shape. Because although what them Jews have done, like I told the young brothers, like I'm telling them what the Quran said, nobody leaves this world without getting judgment. Huh? God sees and knows everything. And like the Imam was saying yesterday, Imam Dawu, he said, God let a bad thing happen, but out of that bad thing happening, a good thing come out of that. Some good got to come out of this. What they do is drop the bomb on the hospital. Some good gonna come out. Only Allah know what good gonna come out of there. Because Allah say they plan and he plan. So some good gonna, because Allah is doing the plan. Yeah, they murder babies and women and children and old men. But Allah got paradise for those people. Those people are promised paradise. Now, you think those people that they drop them bombs on, if you could catch up with them, find them, I guarantee you, many of them say that's the best thing ever happened to them. Living in a cruel world under these ungodly Jews, who the Bible said that they are the devil by nature because they love lies. They tell lies. And the truth is not in them. And their father of a lie. Huh? These same people made Hitler. They made Hitler. They made a movie in America called Frankenstein, showing that Frankenstein, they made from all that fire and thunder, all that electricity, they made a man, and the man turned on. But they didn't go after the man that made Frankenstein. They went after Frankenstein. So Allah is the greatest. And Allah is so great. So Allah is making scholars and scientists from what Imam W.D. Muhammad brought up. Many of the scholars in this religion. Because we can hear something and right away, because we've been sitting under Imam Washington Muhammad, right away we know that. Right away we can help that person who said what they said. Huh? Everybody Allah created is a Muslim. And the reason they stop being Muslim or don't know they were Muslim, they fell in the wrong environment. So Allah is the greatest. And Allah wants us to make progress. Progress is only, our business. But why? You can open a business. I had a business, and nobody came in that business. Majority of people come in that business I have, fish market, selling the best fried fish, fresh fish, whiting, whiting. Fish hugging, where we chop the fish up, put onions in it, put a little sauce on it, and man, them people love that fish hugging. And we got that idea from the North. So we were doing it, and the people that supported it were Christians. And most of the Muslims who said they were Muslim, they didn't support us. We had a lot of people said they were Muslim, and they all was in a clique with each other. They looked after each other. And these are the kind of people Imam warned us about. Imam said when he came in, they came in with him. Who came in with those agents? They came in not to advance the community, but to hold the community at bay. And that's exactly what they did. They've been holding this community at bay. Imam come up with AMCOC, they came up with a way to destroy it. Imam came up with the egg, that he made, and they came up with person when Imam had put a person in charge to take orders for the egg mate. They put a person in there. Well, every time somebody called in to order the egg mate, that person that they put in there says, Imam is not working today. They're not selling no egg mate. So Imam found out about it. He didn't want to kill the person. He just got rid of it. But this is what happened. This was called inferiority keep being produced by those who gave us the inferiority.
Unknown caller.
What is she? So all praise are due to Allah. We are here tonight to clear up the matter so that anybody would like to say anything, add or subtract. But what's been said, all you got to do is raise your hand, and we will see your hand being raised. And how we do that, you match one on your phone. And then we will cut your mic on. And we will begin to share. You can share what you want to have to say to. So all praise is due to Allah. All praise is due to Allah. So we thank Allah for Prophet Muhammad, who is the seal of the prophets. One Christ Jesus said, will come after him and lead us all true. We see these Christians now, they trying to take a stand. Most of the billboards and signs they have in front of their churches is lying that Jesus saved. Jesus coming back. These are some of the signs in front of their churches.
Unknown caller.
This So we got someone raise their hand. Let me bring them on and let's hear what somebody else got to say besides myself. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum as-salam.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, Brother Shuja, he's out right now, so I'm just going to go ahead and speak in his behalf.
Please do. You got it, sister. You can do
it. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I just want to warn my brothers and sisters. You know, we are very passive people, and that's good. That's a good thing. Yeah, that's good, because everybody's not like that, so that's good. Nothing wrong with that. And we like peace. But I want to say that my son, Sergeant Hassan Akbar, is sitting on the death row in the military right now. And he's been there for 20 years. And that's why I'm just saying be careful, because the reason why he's in there, because the same thing. He didn't want to go over there to kill Muslims, dealing with the Palestine, the same people. And so they set him up. They told him they just was going to go and just clean up, do some cleaning up. And so, but when they got over there, it was a whole nother concept altogether. So he didn't want to go. But the thing about it is that I went to these people for help. And they told me, they said, that's between your son and the government. So I'm just saying, just be careful. Be careful for them to even to say that. They gave me no help at all, you know. So only thing I'm saying is that, you know, history repeat itself. We want to get caught up into something that we don't know nothing about. But first thing you need to do is talk about, you know what I thought about? I said we never asked, who is the leader? Who is leading this? That's important. Who is the person that's leading this? Because if they have a war, then you need to call peace. And that's when we come in. We comes in to bring about peace. Who is this? See, they never say who the leader, who is the general. They always, and when we get in, if we have start something, they always tell who the head man is. Always tell who, but who is their leader right now? Ask who that is. And that's who you talk to. And you might be surprised. Alhamdulillah. And we got to remember one thing, that the Jews, which is the Israelites, they own 90% of the wealth here in the United States. So don't be blaming them if they be helping Israel, because they own the wealth here. But we got to remember one, well, alhamdulillah, that says something. So that's what we should be asking our reparation from. For them to be owning 90% of the wealth, that means that they the one that brought us over here. Alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, I got to have you do this. I was enjoying what you
said.
Yeah,
I thought I was talking to the wind.
Oh, you're talking to the people. They hear your story and they probably...
They would be talking to somebody else on the side.
Yeah. So, go finish your story. Tell them how your son, how they did him, you know.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Tell us how the son, they did your son. And they, and that's what others, they done the same way along with your son. So, share some more with, like, you talk about the Jews, talk about the thing that you know, that you feel need to be said about these God. You got it.
I really don't have anything else to say Alhamdulillah, I really don't have anything else to say right now.
All right, but you.
But one day
I will come.
I will come and tell the story. And but when I tell the story, you can't just write stuff down if you want to ask a question, because you interrupt me. I'm just, you know, like I'm telling you, it just I'll just seem like it just go away. You remember the sister Diane when I was talking, and it wasn't your fault or nothing like that, but I noticed that's what happened. Because every now and then I have to think about that, because I used to think about that, like, I had to really pray to Allah every day, all day long, and that's not good for the brain. All day long, the same thing, you know, like that. So Allah wakbar, but I will tell you, prayer and fasting will help a lot. Alhamdulillah, especially prayer. Get up and say your prayers. I'm just saying, even to my own self and to our children, whoever, you know, like that, because I know it could be asked to me one day, when the last time you got up and said, well, I got up and said, well, I hope my prayers every morning, all my 7 prayers, at least for a whole year. I did it for a whole year. And you know, and just get up and say your prayers right on time. And then, you know, and you know about, like, time that you have traveling and all that, you know, you make up for that, you know. Like that, but idea that you got up when time permits you at home, you said your prayers right on time, and then you fast, like, you know, and then also you fast. They say you should at least fast once a month. Alhamdulillah. And then reading, at least read a surah of the holy of the a surah. 1 or 2 surahs, yeah, 2 surahs. Every time you make salat, and I'm telling you, it works, it works. And then if you do it for 3 months, did you know your body take a 90-degree turn every 3 months? I couldn't understand why they say that we could fast. The longest we could fast is for 3 months. You know, you can't over 3 months. You have to break the fast. That's because the body takes a 90-degree turn every 3 months. So could imagine for 3 months, your body, at the end of 3 months, and you make salat and do every practice, because ain't no one perfect but Allah, but we practice, and the Allah will bless you. We answer your prayers. I'm telling you, I bear witness. I bear witness. I couldn't shake it. And I knew that helped me. And also, the Holy Quran will help you with mental illness. You won't have no mental illness. I you know what I pray to Allah for? I pray to Allah for. I guess you could say you pray to Allah for. But I pray to Allah for that if I don't, if I get to an age, if I can't do nothing else, I want to remember at least 10 surahs. They say if you remember 10 surahs, then that's a blessing. That's another blessing for you. That's another blessing for you. Alhamdulillah. I want to say one thing about my son. He did say, I remember he said, I couldn't walk the yard without them ridiculing me or teasing me, calling me raghead. Tell me you look like them, you could die like them. But they should have never let him go. They should have never let him. That he put that paper in. You know, if you're in the army, you know they call a paper called something, conjure something. You know, like when, like if you have a family member, you're getting ready to start a war. Like if they go to start a war in China, then the Chinese don't really have to go, and although they're American citizens, they don't have to fight in the war. It's because they have family members over there, and you know, and that's like a human right. You don't have to do that. You don't have to go fight against your, you know, kill your own family, help to kill your own family. So you don't have to fight there. So he by him being a Muslim, he put in that he, you know, that by him being a Muslim, he was functioning Muslim. He didn't want to go over there and fight the war. But they said that the commander, he just balled. He looked at the ball paper and threw it in the trash can and said, "We need all the warm soldiers." And they didn't supposed to let him go over there. And then, and what happened was, alhamdulillah, shoe jar is right here. And so they violated that, alhamdulillah. Well, here it is, Shujah. Absalamu alaykum. I'm finished. Alhamdulillah.
Well, they got salam. We'll bring Brother Shujah up here. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaykum, Brother Shujah.
Well, thank you, Mr. Lamb. See, let me get in there. Jump right on me.
They're waiting on you.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah. That is. Okay. Okay. Awdullahim and Shaitan Rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I bear witness and testify that there is only one creator, one God. And I bear witness and I testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet, messenger of Allah, he's God's servant. I'd like to give all the believers the greeting of peace of Assalamu alaikum.
Well, they got it there.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I do have something to say. You know, I'm constantly checking on current events and what's going on, and I be listening to a whole lot of these talk programs. You know, blog talk and other programs that they have. Our Muslim brothers and sisters, and they just love to talk allegorical, you know, and for some reason, I don't know why, but they avoid the things that's real important, you know, that is real serious, that's going on, and they act like it ain't nothing happening. And I see why Allah said in the Quran about allegorical, you know, and they want to tell a story about all these different things. And it's not nothing that they really can witness. They wasn't there, you know. But they love to get into the allegory, you know, and get deep. They love to get deep and take the people's mind somewhere where it ain't gonna, it's not gonna benefit them. It's not. I truly believe that it's not gonna benefit them. It's to me, it's like they're just trying to be impressive, you know. I can speak Arabic. I got a story that is so deep that it blow your mind, you know. And just missed the whole point. But my concern is them, Israel is killing these peoples. Israel is killing these peoples, and they saying that Hamas is killing thousands of them. All these people dying. And both sides are saying that I didn't start it. I didn't do that. I didn't drop the missile on the hospital. And they're accusing the Muslim of cutting people's head off. Babies. Cutting babies' head.
that kind of stuff. And that's just, I'm just waiting. I'm watching the different programs so I can hear Pakistan's side of it. I want to hear the Muslim side of it. I'm a Muslim. I want to hear the Muslim side. And I got a chance to listen at a person that does a whole lot of dawah, and he talks on these different programs on television and on the mostly on television. And he's real sharp. I can't think of his name. Middle Eastern brother. And he said that there were three of them on there, and both of them, all three of them said the same thing. He's saying that the Palestinian or the Hamas, he says that we as Muslims never will we do cut babies' heads off. You know, he said we that wasn't done. Nothing like that happened. Or they killed babies, innocent children. He said that never happened. And he was just explaining how Israel is coming out with a outright lie, and how America is one of the perpetrators. America is one of the perpetrators, and that they is coming out with lies too. Things on television that's not real, that's not happening. You know, so all this is going on, brothers and sisters. I think it's important that we learn about it, so we can obtain the truth about it. You know, because it should bother us. I know we as Muslims shouldn't be doing nothing like that. You know, and for them to say that they at war with Muslims because of they are cutting babies' heads off and kidnapping people and doing all these different things. And if they are doing it, then that's something serious. We got to talk to our own Muslim brothers and sisters. We got to talk to the one that is supposed to be doing this. But I had three people on today and said that never happened. And they explain in all kinds of different ways how they are just lying. They are just telling out, and how America is one of the perpetrators, and America is lying too, and America is backing up Israel in anything that she does. Anything she do, America Biden is backing her up. I know images is bad, but this is real bad too. This is super bad too. You know, we against oppression. We against falsehood, and saying that God got a partner. You know, and rising up against the idea that God had a son, you know. But this type of outright lie, which both of them is an outright lie, you know, them teachers. But some of them may be ignorant to it. You know what I mean? Some of them may be ignorant to the idea that God had a son, that they their peoples got some knowledge together and they believed in them. And some of them might be ignorant to it and they believe it, you know. But this idea that Muslim is cutting babies' head off and kidnapping people and things like that. We need to get more information on that, you know, and find out the truth about that, you know, and if we find out that this is a lie also, then we have an obligation to stand with truth. We stand with truth. We believe in truth. And righteousness. We have an obligation to stand up with it. Not to just be quiet and don't say nothing and say that God gonna deal with it. You know, and find something that somebody said and it's probably was allegorical and then try to repeat that to bring that to the people, you know, rather than taking a stand on falsehood, taking a stand against falsehood, you know, and stand up for the truth, you know, we just be quiet. We don't say nothing. But each time Allah blessed me to speak on this here, I haven't had nobody going against it. Not too many people. Somebody may say something that looks like they're swerving a little bit, you know, but they're getting back in their lane. They get back in their lane real quick, you know. I just would like to know, you know, here on the blog talk. What is the people's position? What is y'all position on blog talk? What is the position? Everybody and I don't told everybody our position. We don't told y'all our position. But we need some of the people that are listening. We have to know your position. Let's say a few words and let us know that you don't go along with that. You don't believe that. Because quietness constitutes consent. You know, you ain't saying nothing. Then you're going along with it, you know. So we need to know whether or not you taking sides with Israel. Yeah, we need to know that. We need to know whether or not you taking sides with Israel and that all this stuff that they bring, because they bring you a whole lot of stuff. They bring you a whole lot. They got a whole lot of stuff on the meeting. You know, and they got all these images and they done blew up all these different places. Woo, they done did a whole lot of damage, brothers and sisters. And then Biden is supplying them weapons and Biden is supplying them ammunition. And Biden it's constantly talking about he giving up $100 million. You know, I had a person came and told me that today. I said, I know. I've been telling people that's the same thing. Biden gonna give the Israelis money, and they lying. So that's a big problem. My wife, she fired up. She want to say something. As-salamu alaykum.
Alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What I was going to say is that what Brother Shujah was saying is that what is your position? And my position is that I think it's time for them to
to call peace. That's what it is. Find out what the problem is. I think that's where, that's one of the things that we should do, is find out what is the problem, because they've been in peace for 20 years. And so all of a sudden somebody broke the treaty. That's the main thing, because innocent people shouldn't be dying for something that, you know, they shouldn't be dying like that. But anyway, that's what I think. I think we should call for peace, find out what the problem is. And like I was saying, who is the head person, or who you got to the person, the head man. That's what you do. It's time for us to call peace. That's what it is. Because they're going to be sending our children over there. Alhamdulillah.
Okay.
That's your position. Alhamdulillah. And if there's anybody else, you know, that listen to the blog talk here, we'd like to know your position.
As-salamu alaykum.
We got to know the position.
Okay.
Walaykum as-salam, alhamdulillah. You got it, my brother.
Beautiful what you said. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We, as believers and thinkers, know that the position that Allah has put us into, and we know the position that Allah has put the disbelievers into. The Muslims from Liberia, Morocco, Libya, Afghanistan, Iraq, Qataran, many, many other countries, Islamic countries. They are peaceful countries. Palestine, they're peaceful. Muslims in America, they're peaceful people. Majority, they're peaceful people. We know this the same way the enemy knows it. And when it comes to the enemy, when the enemy, the evil enemy, the evil Europeans, when they came out of the Caucasus Mountain, they 68,000 of them, they built ships, they built weaponry, they built war, and they savaged themselves all through the world. They had one mission: take over the world. That was their mission. And they do it by any means of evil. They not only put themselves into political high-powerarchy positions as the world court. They uphold the world court. I believe we have one Muslim in the world court. But they have put they control them as well. But they have put their position as far as them to own and control the world. Political, economic, religious, religion, and all sorts of ways in life to become gods upon earth. They know and study Islam better than the Muslims study Islam. You can only defeat your enemy by studying your enemy, by studying your enemy. We can't renege off of religion or nationality, because these are the same people who had our ancestors enslaved. These are the same people that pay some of our people today. They are the enemy. Allah say they are your open enemy, Shaitan. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad is more clear about who is your enemy. Who was your enemy? They are the enemy. They are the enemy, and they know they are the enemy. We cannot take the position to say Allah is in charge. The disbeliever know Allah in charge. The believer know Allah in charge. But Allah describes for us what to do. He tells us what to do in the Quran. And for those who don't understand, for those who don't understand what to do from Quran, then Allah give you a prophet to tell you, instruct you what to do. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not want to fight. Just like a majority of the ummah get mad and don't, they just don't want to fight. Allah had to make the prophet fight. And in him doing so, Allah taught him some rules and regulations. These are the same rules and regulations that majority of the world's Muslims, believers, utilize. These are the same, some of the same concept the enemy got off of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They study us very well. One of the rules was to do not harm the nature, Allah's nature, Allah's trees, Allah's earth. The other rule was to not harm the animal, the livestock. And to not harm the women and children. These are rules the enemy know. They utilize these rules against us, against the Muslims, against the Muslims. They utilize these rules for their selfishness. There has not, and before I say this, after they went around the world and put themselves in their political position, then they wanted to be the world polices, so claim, which was a lie. They wanted to be the world polices. So they went to Islamic countries. You got to understand this. They went to Islamic countries and told Islamic countries that you cannot produce weapons of mass destruction. Majority of Islamic countries don't, are not even engaged into weapons of mass destruction. What's his name? The imam that died, not Omar Gaddafi. He passed. I know what I'm talking about. He, me and Brother Abba, we talked about this the other day.
Khomeini? You talking about Khomeini?
Khomeini, yes. Imam Khomeini said it's against Allah's regulation to use missiles and bombs. Allah said we can't kill our animals. We can't rifle our animals. He said that's against Islam. Allah said that's against Islam. So we can't rifle our animals. We can't rifle human beings. We can't throw missiles and bombs on human beings. We fight straight up. The disbeliever knows that. The disbeliever knows from studying us that they have no wins at all. Allah says in the Quran that one believer can take on five disbelievers. Allah said that one believer could take on five disbelievers. This is real. I don't know about y'all guys, but I take on many men every day. But I actually been in combat where I've taken on more than 5 men at a time. In one. It was an incident with me and my brother fought over 50 men and women. That jumped us, hating over us, hating on our swagger, who we are. And we won. We came out victorious. So I've seen it. I've seen it happen. The enemy understands and knows that Allah sends power to his believers. The enemy knows this. But the enemy also told the Islamic countries, all of them, that they cannot utilize weaponry of mass destruction. They told South Korea that, you know what South Korea did? South Korea put a missile over here, and they did nothing about it. They did nothing about it because they know they would have got their ass tore up. China threatened America. America threatened China. The next day, you heard nothing about it. You know why? Because they know they got their ass torn up. So it's not like we have a military. Allah says the harshness of a sound is the brain of an ass in Quran. But excuse me if you took it wrong for that. My intentions are not to offend you, so overlook my flaws and understand my righteousness. But their strategy was to be used towards the peaceful people. They have our military is weak. They're weaklings. They're bullies. They're terrorists. They're not going to go mess with countries who built and designed weaponries of mass destruction to destroy. They're done. It's a smart technique. If you a Debo bully, if you a terrorist, it's smart. So Allah has given us the knowledge, because they didn't create these missiles and bombs. They're not smart enough. They utilize thinkers to create what we call atomic bombs. Atomic bombs. I can prove to you as well. Every nation that came over to America to fight America, what did they get? They got reparations, because they know for a fact that they can't win with them. So they pay them off. They pay them off to the point where they know that they don't want to come and attack us again. So they make they give them multiple resources. Now they've done this same technique with us, but they have taken out the African American mind out of our own heads, and they utilize their minds and put it in ours. They reprogrammed us to be their best friend.
Go ahead,
to be their, they call them house Negroes, or field Negroes that are under their command to this day. They have us divided. They utilize some of us in their wars. Majority of their wars, they couldn't win without us. Majority of them. They scared. We love death like they love life.
Alhamdulillah. We at war.
And you can't pretend that you're not at war. You are at war. It might came to your front door.
Yeah, that's right.
But you at war. And if you think for 1 second, because you in some United States Army, as you Muslim, or you're a retired veteran, that they don't care too less about you neither. They will annihilate you first, because they'll take you as a threat in the end. And then they'll come for your family.
You have no problem right now. Yes, sir.
The Europeans care less about anything. Only thing they care about is control. Control. And they've been in power too long. Too long. Their time should be up. They should not be in power this long. They're not fair people. They're not righteous men and women. They do not stand by the Constitution. They are not utilizing the Constitution for any of their ignorance or their foolishness. They allow us to get in these political positions, and we sit back and argue who's going to be the best master. They're all masters. They have a mind frame of being mastered, and they have mastered-minded us in America. They have masterminded the rest of the world. They have masterminded the hierarchies, the political positions. They have masterminded everything. And they put the mother against the father. This is the Willie Lynch. This is the same oppressor. He haven't changed. This is the same evildoers. Allah call them evildoers. But Allah tell us what to do. The Palestinians, I look, the Palestinians, this little boy, I probably said it before, but this little boy had rocks. I'm talking about this boy had courage. This boy had courage. He had rocks when the AR was pointed to his head. And you know what he did? He threw it. His father was trying to stop the little boy. But the little boy was ready to die. Peace be Allah. His life, our lives, and our deaths is not for the army. It's not for our mothers and fathers. It's not for hierarchies. It's not for the imam, the sheikhs. Our lives and our deaths is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran is real. It's real. And they use the Quran against us, and they use it to put them in these political high positions. They use it. So Allah says it makes no difference whether you want them or do not want them. He said they will not believe. And in their hearts, Allah has sent a seal. That He sealed their hearts, He sealed their minds, and He sealed their dispositions about righteousness. That means Allah took all righteousness away from them. So the only thing they see is power. What type of power? Let's see. What was Saddam really worth to America? What they did to Iran, Iraq, they lied about it, first of all. They lied about everything. Like they lied about the Palestinians in Palestine. Palestine, yes. They lied about the Libya, the war in Libya. They lied about the war in Iran. They lied about all these wars. They lied about Afghanistan. But Afghanistan, Allah armed the Afghanistan. Allah armed them. Allah was whooping America's butt. They ran them out of there. Out of Afghanistan. You ain't hear about that. When they first went to Iran, they had all the weaponry. But you gotta understand, when it's war, it's war. Ain't no peace. When it's war, it's war. When they went to Saddam's doorstep because let's know our history. They put Saddam in office, and they couldn't maneuver Saddam as they wanted to maneuver him because Saddam was La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And as soon as Saddam did not jump when they wanted Saddam Hussein to jump, they said, "Well, let's send our boys over there. Let's start a Iraqi war." You got to understand. And they annihilated those Muslims, women, children, the agriculture, the animals, the livestock. When they left the country in the chaos. They left with so many dead, millions of bodies, blood still on the streets of Iraq, while they come back over here in their satanic minds, evil eye and these believers over here, as if they are war heroes, they war cowards. You cannot fight a battle when a man don't have any armory to fight a battle. You have destroyed. You have dominated. It's not even an opponent. It's a terrorist. It's terrorism. And they lying to the world to make them believe that we not terrorists. America is terrorists. They built this land off of terrorism, man. They stole it. These are enemies. They didn't just steal the Indians, conquered the Indians. They were so slick with the Indians, and a lot of us got Indian blood in us. They weren't so slick with the Indians. I'm going to tell you how they do it. They rub you down first. Oh, I love you. You my best friend. They give you a pillow and a blanket. Are you comfortable? They put chicken pox to kill the Indians. to destroy the Indians. They didn't. In every peace treaty they had, they broke it. Them not war heroes, they cowards. Everybody know this. They the only ones thinking in their head they war heroes. They cowards. And you know what the leadership do? You think Biden, Trump, no good. I want to say some things about him, but you think that devil going to go and try to fight a war that he try to stop? That voicing the opinions of the American people to fight with him, to be on his side? He ain't going to go fight. He going to go sip some margaritas. He going to go sip some tea and watch it on
television. Remember what email boy didn't come and say?
What?
He
gonna go sip some margaritas and watch it on television. He ain't gonna go fight. These leaders ain't fighters. What Saddam Hussein did? What did they see Saddam Hussein? What did they see Omar Gaddafi? They was fighting. We stand on what we stand on. We don't say we gonna go fight and we don't interview. You gonna send soldiers out and you ain't in the ring with you ain't on the battleground with your soldiers. How can your soldiers respect their leadership? How can the soldier respect any type of leader who ain't with them? I wouldn't. But this is what they do. They program these soldier minds. And the things that they do, that as I've been told, what they do to get their minds on that point of view is sickening and disgusting and is evil. And it would make you go insane. So half of them don't have their right state of mind. They have not had their right state of mind in a long time. So this we have all been conditioned in some type of way. We have all been programmed. In some type of way to dehumanize ourselves against the family of Adam. We have all been programmed to dehumanize ourselves away from the Constitution, away from what it really stands for. And we have been programmed to be inferior as a people on superior because now what they're doing is saying, I know you're going to accept me terrorizing your people. We say, when will the help of Allah come? The help of Allah is here, but we just ain't doing it. We don't have the arms that they have to arm ourselves for war. The Palestinians don't. They don't. Israel, America stepped up and said, look, I'm going to help you out, Israel. Because Israel, any time you got to listen to this, anytime you go get help, that means you ain't no fighter. He wants your help to go fight for you.
Mm-hmm.
And they ain't doing nothing but bringing more missiles and bombs to kill more children. Now, why haven't, like they told the Palestinians, they told them to go to the north end or the south end for safest way. Mm-hmm. They blocking them in so they can annihilate and distinct the Palestinians. Meaning, how you going? They out there. They barely ain't ate. They barely haven't ate. They barely haven't drunk. They barely haven't. They weak. They have no ammunition. They have no guns. But you know what they doing? We on the world. We the world's hero. You the world punks. The chumps.
That's right.
You ain't got no type of man in you. You's a boy. And America is a boy country. It's a baby country. And they still in, a man said they might wake up, but they still in diapers. We have no leadership in America that stands. All right. Thank you. That's stand for the truth. Stand for what is right.
Yeah.
So I say to make it fair, allow another country to arm Palestine. We know our faith is with Allah, but your faith just can't be with Allah. You can't keep on saying Allah in control, because everybody know Allah in control. But when Allah tell you to fight, it's time to fight. Ain't no restrictions. Allah say fight. Fighting is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you. They got them little boys got more heart than soldiers with tanks and ARs.
That's right.
They have more heart. And May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grace and mercy, and may Allah aid them with angels that we could, that would assist them as well. And may another country step up, because if they do that to Palestine, if they did it as they did it to Iran, as they did it to Iraq, if they tried it in Afghanistan, as they did it to Libya, if they did it to Senegal, as they did it to Nigeria, and so on 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 that you know of, and as they did it to us, they bombed on us in America. Don't forget, this ain't even 100 years ago. They bombed on us. He dropped the bomb on me. For African Americans, these weren't Muslim African Americans. These were Christians. They dropped the bomb on them for them utilizing their economics and coming together to have something for their children.
Right. Just for having a business.
Just for having a business. Don't think it. Don't. And they got us to the point now where they know we ain't going. We have businesses. We ain't going to support each other. They know they're going to be successful. They know it. So this is unconstitutional. This is not the Constitution. This is not what America stands for. And they need new leadership. All of them. All of them. You might not like what I'm about to say, but Lord forgive me. I ain't mad. I'm pain. I'm in pain. But all of them hunkies, they need to get out of office, get out of the position. And may Allah put righteous leadership in America. Their time is up.
What they do?
Yeah. Their time is up. We cannot put ourselves in a position to say, I got to vote for this politician leader. And this, all of them got the same agendas. Every last one of them. They are not for the people. We are the people. We don't declare. We don't give them permission for anything they're doing or anything they have.
Right.
They told us that we're in charge of them. But they terrorize us, and they make themselves in charge of us.
Okay.
So we got to wake up over here. We sleep. We're in a more comatose sleep.
The minute is up.
The man said, if we get America right, we can get the rest of the world right. We can get the rest of the world right. So I encourage the Ummah. The Ummah to advocate what you really believe in.
And that's somebody else coming up, bro.
And to put yourself in a position that will help and aid your brothers and sisters. If I said anything that affects the mental mind, all praise due to Allah. And if I said anything that will help and grow the spirit of who you are. And what you represent and who you're supposed to be. And all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord is glorified as He. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, we got Brother Muhammad that raised his hand. We're going to bring him up. Thank you, Brother Rakib. Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Brother Muhammad from the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad by the way of Columbus, Georgia. And as always, we thank Allah for blessing us with the permission to be on this message of concern. Udu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim, bismillah ar-rahman ar-rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And thank you, Brother Rocky. You know, and I thank Allah very much every time I hear the youth like yourself. Your tongue and your language is getting strong and straight. But I know what makes us stutter a lot of times and what we're trying to say clearly is our love and respect for each other. And like you said, Shaitan uses the good that's in our creation against us all the time. And it does that to all human beings, regardless of what they may be called in this reality that we in. Because you get more opposition from those who are like you than you do from those who not like you. And that's why we like the opposite. So we can
please
beat them the same way you do us. We can beat them and everything like that. And then on the other hand, say that I love them. It's clear what the Lord wants for all human beings. He wants for you to strive to do your will and his will. You know, and like you said in some parts of what you were saying, you know, and in our reality, if it means giving up your life to protect it, to do so. But first you have to get it. And you have to get it and make it legit, like Ibrahim Muhammad say. And make it strong. And you have to keep it clean. You can't talk with an unstraight tongue and your strong being and yin and go back to your throat and come out your fire's mouth. Then sometimes it even spits. And you have two tongues, three tongues, four tongues. We know the truth was the only thing that set us free. But we're living in a very hypocritical, fornicated reality. Because we're trying to talk straight with falsehood and truth coming out of our mouth at the same time. And that's perverted. Person know the truth, but yet still think that he or she has to talk with a fornicated reality, a mixed knowledge that is opposite of each other. It's like you said, you can't love this man. This man ain't changed. This man that we call white, and he called himself white, he ain't changed. Those Christians ain't changed. Regardless of how much they do, you got to remember when it comes down to the truth, they still believe that the white man is the son of God. They ain't going to give that up. Not until they see the real thing. And they see it us when they talk to us. I'm talking about the Muslims all around the world and all the different Muslims you ever seen and heard about. They have minds of leprosy. Their mind is part black and part white. Part corrupted and pure. And Shaitan is sitting back laughing at the whole world still right now because we haven't left it. We still love his world. We still are confused and want our cake and ice cream too. We want the both of both worlds. But you know, when you want the both of both worlds, you are a fornicator if you want the bad with the good. You want to lie and say somebody's good, but you know damn well they ain't. You want to say that God said they're going to be all right. When you looking in, one person, Allah ain't told us that. But still, we try to be saved people who believe almost 100% against any human being turning to God. And they keep giving them false gods, been giving them false gods all the way up until they gave them that God had a son. Just think of all the false gods that Shaitan had other human beings give it to each other, force it on each other, even before. That story they got that God had a son, the one that's been working for a long time on the human psyche and mind and heart. They had them believing in frogs. They had them believing that men have legs of a frog and a head of an animal and have all kinds of gods. Ain't nothing changed. Ain't nothing changed but us. We're changing back to what we used to be, a damn slave. And we kind of decide who we want to be a slave to, but like us here in America, the only slave master we had was a white man, so we trying to figure out how to stay with him, but yet still act like we ain't. That's fornicating. And then we have some of them have actually living an adulterated life with the white man. Using it, they done married his knowledge with the Quran. They took the Quran and trying to make the Quran marriage a lie. Because we inside in the belly of the beast trying to establish a halal in a pig's body. Inside of a pig's gut. where all the S-H-I-T is at. And we grown butt men, like they say on them hip-hop shows. And set up in line, we'll fight each other when we start telling the truth to each other. And you volunteer to be retarded. Talk all out the side of our necks and everything. Muslims. How much, like you said a few minutes ago, those African leaders and everything, they are Christians. And we're not talking Christian. When I say Christian, I'm talking anyone who thinks that God has anointed them, and when in truth they're not anointed. A whole country full of hypocrites, perverts, cannot be called Christian, anointed people. But yet still we give them the propers that we supposed to be giving to ourselves. Say your own damn soul sometimes instead of the power. Do you know in 1967 and 65 after the Gulf War, when I worked for the Black Studies History Department on Ohio State University, they didn't want to even speak to us. Who you think opened up the first convenience stores with alcohol and cigarettes being sold to them? The Palestinians. They're fighting over money, power, and interest. All over the world. Not just there, but all over the world. And we're doing the same thing in our reality. We are Muslims trying to be black, trying to be Afro-American, trying to be anything just to get a dollar. Lie and pretend that we're righteous when we're going for fried ice cream. But, I mean, ain't nobody can shame you. Ain't nobody can make you do that. You're going to do it. It's amazing how we have the Quran, the life of Prophet Muhammad, and had a Mujahideen. And we still, like Allah said, cling so heavily to what we pray for that he will help us and free us from and give us the truth. Don't you know every white person in the United States on this planet know that God didn't have no white person like them as a son? God don't have a son. They already know that. They know better than we do. But we still sit up here, have fell all the way back to being blind, deaf, and dumb to the truth. We can't hear because every time a brother or a sister go to talking the truth, even if it's a little bit, they go to try to figure out how to shut him down. I'm talking about Muslims. Why do you think we ain't talking to each other? Why do you think when the Mujahideen came to us and said, the number one thing y'all need to do is have shura and come down to common terms and separate yourself from this world like Allah has told you to do and build a model community for all people? Don't you know every dime we're talking about doing, that goes for reparations and everything like that. Ain't nobody going to get rich out of it but America, federal government, county, state, lawyers, greedy people. And we still going to wind up with just a slave with some money in our pocket and lose our faith. Allah said, don't sell your faith for a miserable price. And still wind up still being a damn slave with some money in your pocket. And then we start the vicious cycles all over again. We go to pimping each other, hustling each other, fighting with each other. And then we think that is making us free. Do everybody in America realize that people who they call black and all like that, that we are still intellectual slaves? Because you haven't used this knowledge to bow down to the Creator yet. Say the Ruku, you the state of this, you the state of that. You see how many ways we make prayer? You line up for prayers, you got people going all kind of ways. Talk beers here and there, arms wrapped around their chest, the navel, straight down. Can't we see that unity is our problem? We don't have unity in nothing. Not even prayer. We don't even know how to come together and pray for one thing, our freedom to serve you, Allah, and you alone. Pray for everything except for freedom from the shaitan. We ask for protection, but we don't ask Allah to free us from him. We don't ask Allah to be free from his influence. We just ask Allah to protect us from it, because we still want some of it. We done got used to paying so much, like you just said a few minutes ago, Yaki, Raku. Ain't nowhere in the world you got no business being in pain. Nice brother like you. And you young. And all that, not fire in you, but all that strong, pure water in you. But you fear your friends. You fear your loved ones. Because they got you talking the truth. Mixed all up with all kind of with history and back. And we need to stop that. We need to show you some real love. And you need to get out to real brothers and sisters who are really trying to perfect and establish this way of life called Al-Islam. Because it's just going to make you pain more and more and more dealing with the hypocritical intellect that we have, the fornicated intellect that we have, the adulterated intellect that we have. That's why Muslims are killing each other. How adulterated can you be with somebody talking about you got the truth, and here you are shooting Muslims while they praying, misusing your Muslim sister. Muslim sisters misusing your brother. Looking at you like we did when we was niggas. How we can get a dollar out of you. How we can use each other. Practicing the ways of the slave master who beat us and misused. We do the same thing each other. Muslims do. Be truthful with yourself. It's the only thing gonna set us free. And man, it's so sad to see blessing Allah has given you and other young men and women under 50 years old and 55 years old, baby, at the most. Allah is wanting y'all to do what you want to do, but you got to talk straight to these old heads over you, man. Be he a Muslim or not. You got to talk to all those people who are hypocrites and give them an opportunity to let you at least be straight. Don't tell you to be this. Don't tell you to be that. And then every time you try to do it, the same intellect is in front of you trying to stop it. Just say, though, this is not right to the youth. This is not right to our children. They keep lying to them. And don't give them nothing. We worship in Shaitan. We promised them Al-Islam, and we ain't gave it to them yet for the last 70-something years. We ain't gave it to them yet. We ain't even got an Islamic store on the corner, or a department store, or a hospital, or a school. And some of our children have gone on 50 and 55 years old, been hearing that lie that their parents been telling them. Way back in the 50s and 60s. But we love this dunya. We don't realize how much this the truth. Say that. Why do you cling so heavy to this dunya? Why are you cling so heavy to America? Why are you cling so heavy to the person who beat the hell out of you, robbed you, cut your woman's belly open, stalk your kids, and here you are still don't want to go out and establish your own reality? With God protecting you, we'll make it so good. And like what we're witnessing today, remember, we have forgotten that every human being on this earth.
I asked the question. I haven't gotten no
who
answer.
Who dies in the state of Islam, I mean, state of oppression, Allah said he automatically gives them the jannah. They going where we pray we get there.
Yeah, I asked the question.
Very important.
You don't want to answer the question.
Back to you, Abar. Sit crying a lot.
Okay, two guys want to ask a question? As I'm making.
Yeah, I asked a question, and the brother hasn't given me no answer yet. I want to know whether or not, is he with us or are you against us?
I'm with you.
No, wait, but
Alhamdulillah. I still ain't got no answer from it.
Is he talking to me, or so, who he talking about? Because I come in late.
Well, I asked a question. It was a question on the floor.
And I asked
the question whether or not are you with us as far as dealing with this situation in reference to the Israelites and the Palestinians.
Two wrongs don't make a right. I'll say that. Two wrongs don't make a right. And the Muslim position in that is to remember.
So you're not.
All
you're
we
not
can do is invite both sides, because they both are believers. They both have seen and have revelation.
So you're not with us.
No, that's what you said. I'm not asking you to tell us on the floor, right? And you talking about we? You can only talk about yourself. You can't say we.
So he calls for peace.
What has Allah showed us in our reality? What is peace? Listen again. What has Allah showed the human family on this earth the way to peace? What has He called it? What way of life on this earth is called peace if you live
it? Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. We'll start this up Tuesday. Sujah, you going
yes,
to close up in prayer because reparation is coming on and about to come on, so close
yes,
up,
sir.
Please, sir.
I sure will. I owe the great man that Shaitan Rajin, with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I bear witness and testify that there is nothing but one God. With Allah's name, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment, thee alone do we worship and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy mercy and grace, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, not those who go astray. I mean.
Thank you, everyone, for coming. This is all. Get ready for Reparation Radio. Coming on right now. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
assalam. Wa alaikum assalam.